Ready, set, go. Not so fast. This weekend, the New York City Marathon will go on as scheduled. That's the latest plan. The world's largest long-distance running event is still scheduled for Sunday. The mayor, Michael Bloomberg, who canceled this year's annual Halloween parade because of the power outages and storm damage, is determined that the marathon will take place. It's an estimated $340 million boost to the local economy. That's what the race brought in 2010. This year, marathon runner Jeff Knapp says is going to be a morale boost for his hometown.
After 9/11, it was a real galvanizing event. It brings the city together like nothing else. It also brings a lot of income in the city, which we need now to get things fixed up and running again.
New York City resident and runner Jeff Knapp will be running his 10th marathon on Sunday, along with the estimated 50,000 people who participate. But when he runs through devastated Staten Island, where the race begins, some New Yorkers may not be so pleased. Staten Island Councilman John Otto says letting the race go on as scheduled is, quote, idiotic. Deploying public services for the race, he says, is reckless. Otto insists it's irresponsible to take even one asset, quote, from people in dire need. The New York Roadrunners, which sponsors the race and runs the race each year, have announced a recovery fund, which as of last night already had $2.6 million in donations. But on the front page of the New York Post, in typical New York Post fashion, abuse of power, it says, and it has pictures of massive generators providing electricity to the marathon's tent in Central Park while New Yorkers suffer. This is a controversy, for sure. But it's also a personal decision to run in the marathon. Alicia Fahey is a member of the Clifton Roadrunners. She lost power in her home during the storm. She's planning to run. And Mary Elizabeth Williams joins us, staff writer for Salon, running the marathon this weekend. First of all, welcome to both of you.
Hi.
Thank you.
Alicia, is this an emotional decision on your part?
Well, I've been wanting to run this marathon for years. I've been waiting 3 years to do this. I'm actually running for the ASPCA. So, yes, this marathon is supposed to be something a very happy time for me. It's my first marathon. But this just turns everything around. And quite honestly, I feel ashamed to be in this. I feel guilty. And I definitely think this should not be going on. I think priorities are not straight here.
Mary Elizabeth Williams, what do you think?
Well, I am running this marathon for the first time, too, and I'm running it for a cause. I'm running it for Gilda's Club, New York City. So I'm running it for a local hometown organization. And it's a very difficult moment for all of us who are still committed to running. I think there's a big difference that I would like people to understand between the administrative decision of the city and of the ING Marathon, and of the people who are participating in it. Many of us who are running for causes we deeply believe in. I'm running with a team I love who care passionately about this issue. And it's a horrible time in New York City, and I would love for this to be a moment where we can decide to come together and celebrate so many different things. Celebrate saving animals, saving people with cancer, organizations like UNICEF, and have this be a coming together as opposed to as divisive and ugly as it's becoming.
Well, I can hear the conflict in both of your voices. And Alicia, there's no reason for you to feel guilty, absolutely no reason for you to feel guilty. But, you know, every year when you see that marathon, there are the people on the street cheering the runners on. In this case, it's going to be the runners cheering the neighborhoods on to a certain extent. It really changes the dynamic on the street. Alicia?
Yeah, but see, if I were a resident, I would not want to be seeing all these runners run in front of my house that is damaged. And these runners are getting, you know, breakfast, Gatorade, bagels. Meanwhile, well, I don't even have a hot meal. To me, it's just disrespectful. This it doesn't set right with me. Running aside, I love running. I've been running for years. I'm a humanitarian. From a humanitarian perspective, not a running perspective, you know, this is why, you know, I feel guilty. And I think the marathon is always going to be there, at least postpone another week, let the city heal. But you know what? If it comes to the point where they give me Gatorade, I'd rather give Gatorade to someone who actually will need it. They can have it.
Well, maybe you can carry something with you as you go through the neighborhoods. Wow, I can really hear the conflict in your voice. Mary Elizabeth, your reaction?
Had the marathon been canceled, had it been postponed, I would have supported that decision wholeheartedly. But it is literally not a decision between putting a cup of water in my hand and putting it in the hand of someone who still doesn't have power. It's not like that. I am happy to do anything that I can for the storm efforts. I'm happy that the marathon has already raised so much money for the mayor's office and for hurricane relief. But it's not going to change anything for the people who are running it for us to be insulted and torn down. We're not doing this as any kind of disrespect. We're doing it for other causes. We believe it. And this is the day they've told us to run.
Mary Elizabeth Williams is speaking there. She's a staff writer for Salon, running her first marathon this weekend. Alicia Fahey is also on the line, member of the Clifton Road Runners, also running her first marathon this weekend. Both women have some conflicts and concerns and are certainly exploring some emotional territory with us here. Alicia, what do you make of the $340 million that the economy needs? There's a lot of small businesses who are hurt because of the storm. Is it important to maintain the economic vitality of the city, that the last thing the businesses who rely on the marathon need is for this to be canceled?
All right. So I think, yes, I can see how it would boost the economy, especially for small businesses. I can see that. But I just think it's so money hungry, and especially with the New York Roadrunners, you know, it's a $250 registration fee. And if people want to defer it, like how I would want to defer it, I want my deferment money to go toward crisis relief. But I don't think it's going to happen.
What are you going to wear? What shirt are you going to wear? What message do you want? A lot of people have sponsor messages on there. It sounds like you want to carry a sign.
Right. Because I had my outfit planned, because I'm running for Team ASBCA. I'm actually running in a bright orange tutu with paw prints. My shirt has tiger prints on it. It has ASPCA on it. I'm all about animals, you know, animal rights, ASPCA. But yes, at the same time, I'm like, well, you know, here I'm supporting for animals. I've raised the money. So if I defer, at least I already raised the money. Whether I run it or not, not a big deal. Not a big deal. But yeah, now do I change my outfit? Maybe add something to it? I don't know. But I'm still struggling whether I should actually defer. To be honest.
Mary Elizabeth Williams, sounds like Alicia needs a little cheering up, maybe, although I'm sure you respect her views.
I respect anyone's choice. You know, I can say I am running with a team of people who are supporting an organization for people with cancer and their families. I am coming back from stage 4 cancer. I've spent the last 6 months training with a team with other people who are still in treatment for cancer. I see other people out there running, people like the Achilles Club, that trains amputees to run in races. You know, this is not an inhumane event at all. There is so much heart and so much humanity in every pair of sneakers that's running in that race on Sunday.
Alicia, final thought?
I'm still deciding what to do. It just doesn't sound right with me.
Don't worry. We'll be thinking of you if you run on Sunday.
I hope to see you there.
Alicia Fahey is a member of the Clifton Road Runners, also running the marathon this weekend with Mary Elizabeth Williams, staff writer for Salon. Both of them running their first marathon on this controversial 2012 marathon, so close to the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy. Thanks to both of you, and good luck.
Thank you, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.